It's time to showcase those that are helping all of us through these difficult times. This is a Partner Profile on the Zone Sports Network.
DJ PK, and we are joined now by David Weissman from Subway. David, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
So, David, are you a Subway lifer, basically? You are, you've worn multiple hats for Subway over the years, right?
That is correct. Yes, sir. I am a lifer. I love this brand, and I love our franchise owners.
What all have you done?
Well, my wife and I own 10 Subway restaurants in Montana. We have been Subway franchise owners for about 20 years now. A little bit over, actually, which makes me old, by the way. And just this last year, we moved here to Salt Lake City, and some partners and I bought the Subway development office for the Utah, Northeastern Nevada, and Western Wyoming territory. So we work between Subway corporate and our franchise owners here in the 235 restaurants that are locally owned and operated in our territory, which is really fun.
All right, so I guess the first question is precautions you've taken to protect the staff and protect customers. Everything's changing in the retail and food industry. What have you done?
Oh, yeah, it really has been changing in kind of a dramatic fashion. But we want to keep our team safe, and we want to keep our guests safe. So we have gone the extra mile. And, you know, Subway's always been kind of cutting edge when it comes down to food safety. Hourly temps and things were put into place long before all this. We were always the leader in hand washing, as you're aware. So all those things have stayed the same. Now we're, in addition to that, we're sticking on top of all of the CDC guidelines and also local health department guidelines. We have staked out the every one of our locations inside of it. We not only keep our numbers of guests in the restaurants to the allowed limits, depending on what area you're in, but we've also marked on the floor where it is safe to stand. Some of the restaurants have added plexiglass between the guest and the sandwich artist behind the counter at the cash register. We have sanitizing stations for our guests as well as for ourselves. We have this amazing thorough cleaning and sanitizing checklist that we do a minimum of hourly within the restaurants. And then, of course, there's all these different ways you can order from us in a safe manner. We have the old-fashioned pick up the telephone, give us a call kind of way. We also have ordering online, which is sort of becoming a little bit old-fashioned too these days, because the app has taken over, which we also have. So you can do that and have an actual contactless transaction with us at any one of our locations. Many of the locations have drive-throughs that you can use and do your ordering through that, or even just pick up if you didn't order online or through the app or on the phone. And some of our locations are actually doing curbside delivery and ordering now, so you don't even have to get out of your car and come in the restaurant, which is another added benefit of working with Subway. That's how we're looking out for you.
So how do people find out the Subway near work or near their house or whatever? How do they find out if they're on the cutting edge here with the delivery and that kind of stuff?
Well, speaking of delivery, I'm glad you brought that up because I actually glazed over that. I believe the good majority of our restaurants here, and not every one of them, but I think it's pretty close to over 90%, are offering delivery through our third-party delivery partners like Grubhub and DoorDash and Uber Eats and I think Postmates too. The good news is that if you go on and order through one of those avenues, it doesn't matter how close you are to it. It'll automatically figure you out because your phone talks to the system and they'll get to the one closest to you and they'll get the one that will get it to you the quickest.
So what about grocery delivery? Because we're starting to hear that some restaurants are doing this. And I don't know if you realize this, but on a sports talk station, there's a few guys who like bread and meat and cheese and lettuce and tomato and, you know, mustard. How many people are offering that?
We are. We don't have a lot of restaurants on the program yet, but we do have more interest in it every day. We've got about 8 of them here in the metro area that are on the program offering the grocery, which is pretty cool. All you have to do is go to subwaygrocery.com. And again, if you have the GPS on in your device, whether it's your laptop or whatever, it'll bring up the closest 3 within that 50 mile an hour radius. That'd be fast grocery delivery. But anyway, within that radius and everything is pretty much available. We do have breads, bring that up. We do have the mustards and the specialty sauces. If there's a sauce that Subway has that you love, a lot of people love that Southwestern Chipotle sauce, you can actually buy that through these outlets that are offering it. And they do, you know, snack trays and meat and cheese trays and sandwich trays, and it's pretty neat. It's an innovative way to make sure that we're taking care of our customers.
I'm an oil and vinegar and pepper guy. That's what I'm going to hit right there.
You know what? You and I are on the same page there.
Yeah. Heavy on the mustard. Well, David, thanks for spending a couple minutes and joining us. And so the app, the phone, and the website, you got your choice, right?
You do. Absolutely. We're there for you. And if you don't mind, I really want to make sure that everybody's in this together, and I want to make sure that we thank from everybody in the Subway family, all of the first responders, healthcare workers, and all of the essential frontline workers, including our Subway sandwich artists. You guys have kept us in a bit of normalcy throughout this unusual situation that we're in. So thank you to you all.
David Weissman, Subway, join us here on 97.5 and 1280 The Zone. Thanks, David.
Hey, thank you.